And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. Get ready for this title. It's kind of goofy, but kind of cool. It does involve you. It's called Super Seed. You'd almost be able to call it Miracle-Gro, but not quite. Super Seed. Plus, we're going to look at what it means to see it. Get it? See it. We'll look at that concept of don't blame, something we're really, really good at. And then we'll have today's Facebook post. How often are we 100%?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. I mean, oy vey. No, let me explain this to you. Oy vey. You know what that means? I'll tell you later. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
When you hear these phrases, where does your mind take you? Strolling along the water's edge, a fresh breeze gently blows as you hear children laughing and playing. Shopping in an open marketplace where the rustle of people buying and selling mixes with the scent of freshly baked bread and music that tickles your ears and adds pep to your step. Traveling with like-minded people who embody your hopes and embolden your faith in a majestic and serene country. These experiences only scratch the surface when you join us in Israel for 9 breathtaking days this fall. Capture the wonder of the Bible coming to life as you take the trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land. Experience Israel in November 2017 like never before. See firsthand how the old and new combine to create a beautiful tapestry that will revitalize your faith. Become engulfed in the beauty of Mediterranean landscapes and culinary delights, all in the comfort of 4- and 5-star accommodations. For cost and trip details, visit ExperienceIsraelTour.com. That's ExperienceIsraelTour.com.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food, because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed any help in any way. And now my life has changed.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where there's one thing we know about our Christian walk, and that is one step at a time, no quitting until we reach the goal. There is a trumpet that's coming. The only question is that trumpet a corporate trumpet or is it an individual trumpet? Well, it doesn't matter. Either way, forward we go. You know where you can give up to? Nowhere, because nobody else has the words of life. And nobody will give you the direction for eternal life. As man has been seeking to find the fountain of youth to live forever, he simply did not recognize that his creator had granted that. Simply because man was not willing to look up, only looked inward. That's a big part of the problem there. All right, let's talk about the different things that are going on. This segment brought to you by Sam Rasool. Our good friend Sam Rasool doing a fantastic job taking care of our clients. Now, people call up Sam, and Sam goes to their house and meets with them, and he checks out their property, sees if it's, you know, what the value is. He does do the comparisons, but he does so much more than comparisons. He works with the people to make sure the pricing is right, taking into account blood, sweat, and tears, taking into account the tender, loving care that people put into their house. And let's just mention this. When he lists your house, or when you buy a house through Sam, whether you're buying or selling, and that house sells, he takes 25% of the gross commission and gives that to whatever church or ministry you want. Just an awesome, awesome deal. On top of all of that, if you need help to fix up your house, he'll forward up to $25,000 for you to fix up your house. And the house being fixed up, when the house sells, he takes the money back out at the close of escrow. He doesn't charge any interest. There's no fees attached to it. He's just trying to move the house, get it along faster. That's the kind of guy that you want to do real estate business with. At least five people you know. That's this according to Realtor.com and the Real Estate Association, Realtors Association. Five people you know will have some kind of engagement in a sale, if either a purchase, buying a house, or selling a house. So if it's you, we encourage you to go to thinksam.com because that's his website. You can always call him at 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. ThinkSam.com. And if it's not you, my friends, then Tugboat Todd, who's got a new tugboat in his master production room. Tugboat Todd and I say,
send him to Sam.
That's right. So if it's not for you, send him to Sam. That's what you got to do. Okay? ThinkSam.com. Thank you. All right. And you're not supposed to have fun on live reads. That's what they tell us. No fun on live reads. I was going to write you a letter, but I couldn't spell. All right, so my mom taught me that, by the way. Also, this segment by Whitefields Ministries and our fantastic friend Steve Wheeler, Stephen Coral Wheeler, who are right now in a foreign country doing what? Advancing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So you guys stepped up last week. The audience purchased a well. Actually, it was Sam Rasool's gift in giving. He gave to the ministry, the Whitefields Ministries. They were able to build a roof on a church that captures water. And then the audience stepped in and purchased a well so that all the captured water can run through the system of the well so it can be clean drinking water. So I'm just going to give you a big, fat thank you. Thank you. That's the best I can do. Keep them in prayer. They're just great people. Whitefields.org is their website. Just whenever you're thinking about gospel and missionary and advancements, just think about Steve Coral and Whitefields Ministries. It's worthy of the mention that we're asking you to do towards the Lord. Okay, here we go. First DDD up. Getting ready. First batter in. That's good baseball analogy, right? Sorry for the Ducks. Tough loss. You know, I like Nashville, though. It's not the worst, you know, team in the world. So, but, you know, it looks like it'll be, what, Nashville, I think, in the hockey. And then basketball was, I think they could have just played no games, just taken these two teams, the Cavaliers, right, and the Golden State Warriors, and just stuck them on a court and said, play like 15 times in a row. That'd have been fun. Been a lot more fun than what we've been watching. Okay, anyway, let's get to it. This one's called Super Seed. Super Seed, what do we got?
The Lord is good to me, and so I thank the Lord for giving me the things I need, the sun and rain and an apple seed.
The Lord is good to me. That's right. That's the first time I heard that song on radio. That's when I figured out the guy was not saying the Lord, but was saying the Lord. The Lord is good to me. I'm just like, oh, you got to be careful there. I don't think Lord is good for you. Anyhow, let's go back. Luke chapter 13, verses 18 through 21. It says this. Then Jesus asked, "What is the kingdom of God like? What shall I compare it to? It is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his garden. It grew and became a tree, and the birds perched in its branches." Again, he asked, "What shall I compare the kingdom of God to? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough." So what's Jesus doing? He's giving illustrations about what the kingdom of God is like. When Jesus would talk in parable format or in picture format, it was so that you and I can get the idea of what was being communicated. Sometimes words can go by us, and sometimes pictures are a better illustration. I'll give you a perfect example. I was in a conference one time, and I was talking to a person, and we had just finished having Dr. Dobson tell us, "I want you to communicate how you're feeling through a picture," right? And I didn't know where this person was at all. And you know what they said to me? They said, "I feel like I'm on a rowboat in the middle of the ocean, and nobody can hear me, and nobody can see me, and I'm two or three steps away from dying." I remember thinking, I'm not sure the person could have verbalized that better, but that picture told me everything I needed to know. And many times in the parable style and in the picture style Jesus uses, the idea of the communication is so that the truth can be declared, and the idea of the communication is so that the picture can be lodged in your heart and mind. What's the big picture? The big picture in the beginning of this is the mustard seed. And everybody just gets all, you know, uptight. "Oh, it's a mustard seed. And, you know, there's other seeds that are smaller." And they start going down this rabbit trail. And it's like you are like totally not listening to Jesus at all. Here's what Jesus was saying about the kingdom. He was saying this: the kingdom is like this. It starts off, it's a little seed. And by the time God is done working the kingdom in, it's like a big tree. So it goes from seed to tree. Do you understand? A seed, a small seed, a tiny seed into a tree. Well, what does that imply from a seed to a tree? What do you think of when you think of a seed becomes a tree? It grows. This isn't rocket science. We say it all the time. To seed into a tree means lots of growth. The kingdom of God is where God is king. One of the things that Jesus taught in Matthew 6:10, he said this when he was illustrating prayer. He said, "Your kingdom come, your will be done." The kingdom of God is where the will of God is being done. Well, guess what? In your life, when you first said yes to God, there was this little mustard seed in you, and you started to say yes to God, and that's how it started off. It's a little mustard seed. Oh, it's so cute. But as things get progressively deeper in the kingdom of God, you reflect Jesus more and more. And instead of you now just having this mustard seed regarding the kingdom, now there's a plant. And that plant goes from a plant to a tree. And that tree goes from a little tree to a bigger tree. Because the kingdom of God is continually advancing in your individual life. There is at no point you have reached the ultimate maturity. If you want to pick somebody in our generation and you want to stretch out there and say somebody like a Billy Graham might be one of those more mature Christians, I'm not sure I would disagree with that. But Billy Graham would be the first person to say, "I am not like Jesus yet," which means there's more to go and there's more to grow. And in you is a super seed. And continually, the will of God is going to advance in you. You might as well get a good handle on it, because God is not going to miss in this particular work. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Got to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere. It's breaking me in two.
National and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Do you ride the Bible bus every weekday, waiting at this station to climb aboard? You don't need transfers to get from book to book on Dr. J. Vernon McGee's incredible Bible bus, Through the Bible. Just a desire to get to your destination, from the beginning to the end of the Bible over 5 years. It's a complete study of God's Word every weekday, and it's changing people's lives.
We invite you to study with us the Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
You can share a token of appreciation for the smooth ride through the scriptures, because it's letter month at Through the Bible. They want to hear from you. Just log on to our station website and use the keyword letter. Tell them you're on board. Let them know how much you enjoy the journey and share your own story of how the ride has changed your life. And don't miss the bus.
Log on to KPRZ.com. Keyword letter. That's KPRZ.com. Keyword letter.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da Ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Equal housing lender. BRE number 01276087. MNLS number 236419. Not all applicants qualify. Loans made or arranged pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lenders Law.
Hello, good neighbor. Pat Boone here. If you're a homeowner 62 or over, a government-insured reverse mortgage may be the answer you've been looking for. Call my friend Kevin Lyons, president of Anchor Funding. Kevin, how you doing?
Great, Pat. We just helped some listeners with a new reverse mortgage. Now, they don't have to write that monthly check for that mortgage payment, and they got some money out to pay off bills and do a little bit of home improvement.
Thanks, Kevin. So, friend, if you're 62 years or older, call Kevin Lyons at Anchor Funding to learn more about how a government-insured reverse mortgage may work for you. Phone call is free, so why wait? Call now. 800-333-5157. 800-333-5157. Or visit Kevin Lyons online at anchorfunding.net.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Let's see. A couple things to run in your direction. Pathway to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. We encourage you to check that out. All the shows that they have. Now, let's be honest. You're not going to listen to every single show that they're playing all the time. But there is a pretty good variety. KPRZ, I think, has done an excellent job in the last 5 to 10 years expanding the variety to give different groups representation. And I know some people are like, no, it should all be this one way and it should all be this one way. And it's like, cute. But the body of Christ is really not that way. And we would certainly want to do the best we can to do an honest representation across the board. Does that mean that we think that goofy should go in? No. Look, you got John MacArthur and you got Jack Hayford. Two guys are fantastic. They're just fantastic. There's nothing wrong with either of those guys. I've been taught by both those guys. They're great. And somebody should get the benefit of both. And if you don't want it, don't listen to the one. You want the other, listen to the other. That is why God gave you a brain. I'm just saying, it's not like you must listen to everything that we give you to listen to, because then I'd just be pumping Red Wing music in here all the time, and you would all be Red Wing fans. I'm pretty sure that's not the way that's supposed to go.
What's Red Wing music?
Okay, never talk. No, I'm not even talking to you. So I'm just going to ignore you. Gordie Howe has, you know, it's just, you know, I have his book. He wrote me on his book. He wrote me a personal page in his book, and my book has just turned over. All right. Anyway, let's get into the other parts. School tuitions. I think you kind of know what's going on there. Half price tuitions. We've got schools that I'm still trying to finalize some of the deals with, but we have tuitions that are available at 50%. 50% off is a great opportunity. We encourage you to take advantage as soon as possible. You just go to kprz.com and look on the tuition tab. The other thing is we've had some people lately inquire about the podcasts. So I have to explain this, and then we'll get into the DDD. There are podcasts right on kprz.com. Those are the ones that are off the cloud. And then we have other podcasts that go directly to my site, davidspoon.com. The problem with the cloud ones is they're having a hard time because they keep auto-playing, which could get irritating if you don't want to do that. So, but you can go either direction, kprz.com, and you can click on the podcast there, and they come up, or you can go to davidspoon.com and click on the podcast in the header. There's probably about 20 links, and it says podcasts, and that one's a little easier to navigate. That's all I'm saying. Let's see. That's that, and we don't got to cover that. Was there anything else I wanted to cover? Let's see. Big prayers. Everybody should be praying for everything that took place in London the other day. That was just horrible. And, you know, it did take about 10 minutes before they politicized it. And just so you can know, they politicized it on both ends immediately. And it's like, look. That is something that is not going to be okay. Society is not going to be able to get along. It's not going to be okay for you to go to a basketball game, football game in a high school, college, junior high, professional venue and have the thought that you could have some kind of danger take place. And if the people that are leading this nation don't rise up and do something about it, you get the sense that the people are going to rise up and do something about it. So I'm praying on a regular basis that our very own government step up. And I'm not talking about their divisions and their little yicky-yacky things. If they don't keep us safe going to some of those type of social events, there's going to be a massive change all around. Because that is one of the things this country does to take it down a notch. It's like, don't be messing with that. And I don't know what anybody else is thinking, but none of it's okay. None of it anywhere. And by the way, those people, you will not overcome their evil with, you know, singing Kumbaya. So just get over it. That's not happening. Okay? Right? Some people are saved through fear and some through compassion. The way these guys are going to get saved, it has probably a little bit more to do with fear, but we'll talk about that another time. Here is our next DDD called See It. What do we have for a song there? What a throwback there. We won't tell people where that's from, but that's a long old-time throwback. Luke chapter 11, verse 33 through 34 says this. No one lights a lamp and puts it in a cellar or under a basket. Instead, he sets it on a lampstand so those who enter can see the light. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your vision is clear, your whole body is also full of light. But when it is poor, your body is full of darkness. Wow. In this passage, Jesus is talking to people about their manifestation of their lives towards other people. And he says straight off the bat, he goes, you don't light a lamp and then put it like in the cellar. In other words, when you're trying to give people a way to go, a direction to go, a way to see something, you don't hide the light. So ever since I was a little boy and I was thinking about lights and how they used to put them up in the old days and they put them on candles and they'd raise them up so it could be, you know, the light can reach to further places. I've always had this one problem of affiliation. Please forgive me, but I think you'll understand it in our day and age. I always think of a billboard. I think of billboards because they just stand there and you see them, right? And I think Christians don't recognize that we are billboards. And we're all over the place. And it seems like some of our billboards are a little tattered. maybe a little, scratches through them here or there. But let me tell you something. To somebody that you might not even be aware of, you're a billboard. To people that do not even see, you're a messenger of God. You're a declaration, an ambassador, a person who has been touched by the light of the world and has poured some of his light into you, and you now live and walk with that light in you. Now, Jesus says something in the middle of this that's a challenge. He says, the eye is the lamp of your body, and when your vision is clear, your whole body also is full of light. The opposite of that word clear is confusion. When you're walking in confusion, the light is not flowing through you the same way. Your billboard is not shining the same way. Your lamp is not shining the same way. And we know that God is not the author of confusion, but the enemy is. And if you're walking your Christian walk and there's tons of confusion there, the enemy is beating up on you and your vision is not clear. And you know, I can tell you right now, the most important thing, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, which says, do not be removed from the simplicity of your devotion to Christ. In other words, don't make Christianity so complex that it gets so confusing. No, no, no. This isn't that tough. It isn't that confusing. Don't let the enemy do that. Let the light in you be clear. Let the vision be clear. It's about loving on Jesus and Jesus loving on you and sharing that with other people. Now, you can't do any of that unless your connection is strong to him, which is, again, why you hear me say, time and time again, be connected to the Lord. Don't tell me you don't have time to spend time with God, to spend time in his word, to spend time in prayer, and to spend time in fellowship when you have plenty of time to watch football and baseball and movies and go there and go here and do all those other things. Don't tell me those things are a priority. Forget that. I will be late to work if I don't spend my proper time in devotion, and I'll take the hit at work because I'm not going to rob God. That's our priority. That's your priority. Make sure your vision is clear. Make sure you recognize you're a billboard for God. Make sure the scratches are few and far between and stay connected to the King. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We're going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
The best way to defend Jesus is to live like him.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Tim Gustafson. The anti-God bumper stickers covering the car seize the attention of a university professor. As a former atheist himself, the professor thought perhaps the owner wanted to make believers angry. The anger helps the atheist to justify his atheism, he explained. Then he warned, all too often, the atheist gets exactly what he's looking for. In recalling his own journey to faith, this professor noted the concern of a Christian friend who invited him to consider the truth of Christ. His friend's sense of urgency was conveyed without a trace of anger. He never forgot the genuine respect and grace he received that day. Believers in Jesus often take offense when others reject him. But how does he feel about that rejection? Jesus constantly faced threats and hatred, yet he never took doubt about his deity personally. Once, when a village refused him hospitality, James and John wanted instant retaliation. Lord, they asked, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to destroy them? Jesus didn't want that, and he turned and rebuked them. After all, as we read in John 3:17, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. It may surprise us to consider that God doesn't need us to defend him. He wants us to represent him. And that takes time, work, restraint, and love. You can help us spread the good news to those who need it.
Share Our Daily Bread with your friends and family on Facebook and Twitter. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Did you hear that? Of course you didn't. It's a drone. They can be pretty stealthy. That's why the military weaponizes them to take out bad guys in hard-to-reach places. But drones do more than deliver firepower. They can also deliver those new shoes you ordered online. Or get a drone with a camera, and you can see the world around you in a whole new way. Do you have a drone? If not, you probably have something that kind of does the same thing, and that's your Bible. For example, the Bible can help you battle the baddest guy of all, the devil. The book of Ephesians says the word of God is the sword of the Spirit and that we're to use it against the devil. The Bible's not going to deliver your new shoes, but its word can deliver peace and joy right to the door of your heart. And because the Bible is the word of God, it gives you his perspective on the world around you. And that can help you better navigate life's challenges. Want to know more about the value of spending time in God's word? Go to findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We have a really good, I think it's a really good DDD, devotional dime of the day. Before we get there, we're going to talk about what's bugging me. It's not going to be what you think. But let me tell you now, this is brought to you by E. coli Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Wait, what's that? Is that a bug? Wait. I got him. Brought to you by E. coli Termite and Pest Control, ecolatermite.com. That's what I was going for, folks. I was supposed to say ecolatermite.com and then say Ecola Termite and Pest Control after, but I inversed them. I did a spoonerism, but it was with the two sentences. That's not important. We'll get into that another time. 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. Let me tell you what's bugging me. I'm bugging me. I know you know this. I know you understand this. I know you get this. And when it happens, I just feel like I got to get it out of my system. Sometimes I have higher levels of expectations for the people that I am closest with and work alongside with, higher than I would for other people. Therefore, I give them less grace because I expect more. And it should, of course, be the exact opposite, that I should give more grace to the people that I work with and the people I get along with versus a stranger, because those are people that I work with and they get along with. And sometimes I just inverse it and do it incorrectly. So I'm bugging me when I'm not more loving like Christ and patient. And that would be me today, certainly right about 125. Ouch. Well, all I can do is ask you to pray for me. I can't do better than that. And all I can do is keep trying, because I can't do better than that. And all I can do is pray that the trumpet blows sooner than later, because that's the best I'll ever do. All right, that's what's bugging me, brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control, ecolatermite.com, 800-332-BUGS. Bugs. All right, you ready? Do we have a song for this? We do have a song for this. Let's go. What do you got?
Did I do that? Did I do that? Did I do that? Did I do that?
That's hilarious. That's very good. That was kind of a well-put-together piece. The title of this is Don't Blame. See, I was blaming me because it was right, but there's a blaming that's not right. Want to see what that one looks like? Here we go. This is so much fun. This is the best part right here. Genesis 31 through 2. And if you feel guilty, I'm not the one that's giving you this guilt, but you can just tell God you're sorry anyway. Verses 1 through 2. But Rachel had not borne Jacob any children, so she became jealous of her sister and said to Jacob, "Give me children or I will die." Jacob became angry with Rachel and said, "I can't take the place of God. He is the one who keeps you from having children. Now, in verse 22, same section, it does say this. Then God remembered Rachel, and he answered her prayer and made it possible for her to have children. Let's at least get the story. You know the basic story. It's Rachel. It's Leah. Jacob was supposed to be marrying Rachel. Laban pulled the old switcheroo. The wedding was didn't happen the way that Jacob was anticipating. So instead of him marrying Rachel, he ended up marrying Leah. He was, pretty upset. But Laban agreed to let him almost immediately marry Rachel. He said, after the wedding week is fulfilled, I will give her to you as a wife. So it wasn't another 7 years before he married her. It was another, 8 days, 9 days. But this was really bad stuff. And if you were Rachel, okay, I know that Leah was upset, but if you were Rachel, wouldn't you be like, well, I know what the customs are, but he wanted to marry me. He was in love with me. And not only that, but there's nowhere in Scripture where it shows us that Rachel actually got a wedding. So she might have been feeling maybe just a little bit jazzed because she didn't get the wedding. Her sister got the wedding. Her sister got all the accolades. And her sister ended up being technically the first wife. And Rachel didn't ask for that. Well, that wasn't the customs of the day. It was trickery all the way. But just so you can understand how that trickery works, Laban pulled the trickery on Jacob. But Jacob had pulled trickery on his own brother, Esau. So whatever Jacob did to Esau, he just got back from Laban. So he was being a trick guy, took his brother's birthright and his blessing, and then it ended up where Laban did the same kind of thing to Jacob. Like, ooh, the old sneakeroo came back and bit him. Ouch. But here's what I want you to get. Leah had four kids. How many? Four. One, two, three, four. So she goes to Jacob, Rachel, and Rachel says, give me kids. And Jacob's response is, look, I am not God. That's a great response from husband to wife and wife to husband. There are times where husbands and wives expect something to come from the spouse, and there's only so much that can be done. And the answer is, hey, you don't like it. Go talk to God about this. This is not my issue. And so sometimes we put that or project that on people. A husband sitting there blaming his wife because of things that he didn't do. And it's like, you're blaming your wife? The wife blaming their husband, in this case, blame because he didn't have kids. And Jacob's like, I don't create the mix. I can be there for the event. I don't make sure they actually have a spirit and have a life. That's up to God. And then he said something really interesting. He said, if he's the one who's keeping you from having children. But Rachel blamed Jacob. I want you to think about that. Because Jacob made it clear, children, this is from the Lord. Now, in her case, not in every case in the world, but in her case, God specifically closed her womb. This doesn't happen with every child, and sometimes it happens because of the fallen world. But in this case, with this woman, with Rachel and Jacob, God said no babies yet. That was a real closure of the womb. And Rachel was so upset, she blamed Jacob. This is the whole point. Who are you blaming for something that God is not allowing? Who are you dropping that on? Who in your mind, how do you think it's their fault when God's not the one that's allowed? If God is overseeing, God can give life and God can take life. He can grant that. He can not grant that, right? But Rachel blamed Jacob. And she was wrong to blame Jacob because it wasn't up to Jacob. I got to say this. I know there's somebody out there. I'm sorry you didn't get that thing that you were trying to get, that promotion, that position, that connection, whatever it was. I'm sorry. But blaming everybody around you because you're mad about it, that's what I did earlier today. And the Lord convicted me of it. You can't do that. It's not okay. Not allowed to do that. Now, ironically, and ultimately, verse 22, it says, God remembered Rachel. He answered her prayer and made it possible for her to have children. God answered her prayers and gave her what she sought. But God said no. Rachel blamed Jacob. Jacob said back off. And then at the right time, God said yes. But it was never Jacob's fault. But he got blamed. So my challenge is not anything but this. If somebody's blaming you, you should know better. But if you're blaming somebody, you should know better. They should just didn't do that. What if God, in his perfect timing, doesn't want to do something yet? That doesn't make it your spouse's fault, your children's fault. You know, I think there's times where I get mad that my kids don't have that same passion that I seem to have about Scripture from time to time. But you know what? I can only give them what I got, and then a lot of that is up to God. I can't force them, and I can't force God to force them. I can instruct, I can show, I can be an example, but I can't control it that way. And I can't blame me, and I can't blame God. I can't blame anybody. Sometimes I got to just yield and walk with what the Lord wants to do. I'm sorry your life isn't perfect. That all goes back to the garden and sin entering the world. But you have been redeemed, and God is for you and on your side. So instead of blaming, maybe we should stay focused and let less come out of us in anger and more trust come forward. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back with a doozy. How often are we 100%?
David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hey friends, Tom Lewis for Cross International. I want to say thank you to so many of you who have already joined us in our campaign to reach as many as 500 kids fed in the country of Guatemala, right there in the region of Zacapa. These are kids fighting hunger, literally on the verge of life and death. Your call is so critical right now. It's a 2-minute phone call. It's a one-time tax-deductible gift that, my friend, literally provides a miracle for these kids. Could you join Cross International and stand up for these who cannot stand for themselves? That's what the Bible teaches us. I'm going to give you a phone number and ask you to join us in standing up for these children. It's 866-843-9500. $117 one-time gift feeds 3 kids for the next year. 866-843-9500. Or look for the Cross International banner at kprz.com.
Hey, KPRZ friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Talk about misinformation. If you want reliable information for how Christians are to view women, you need to go no further than the Bible itself. This is Jim Garlow. There are many Old Testament examples portraying women as model leaders. Esther was courageous to the point of defying the king himself, an action that usually resulted in death. Ruth was loyal, astute, and shrewd. And she was obedient, marrying a stranger who ended up loving and caring for Ruth and her family. In Judges 4, we see Deborah, a wife, mother, and judge in Israel. Proverbs 31 affirms the greatness of women, demonstrating their ability to juggle the amazing pressures as community leaders, businesswomen, wives, and mothers. Do these sound like repressed women? In Genesis 1:27, we learn that both males and females receive their identity, their sense of value, from their relationship with the Creator, being made in the image of God. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. In San Diego, California. We got to come up with, is there a song about San Diego, California that's like a jingle? And I'm not talking about a baseball one. I mean, you know, but is there like a jingle?
Not really a jingle. I mean, there's some like alternative rock bands that have songs about San Diego.
Okay, but nothing really, you know. You know, it's like, you know, no. San Diego, you know, it's like nothing like that, is there?
No, the closest thing to that is that Del Mar Fair song. I mean, the racetrack one where the surf meets the turf at Old Del Mar. The Bing Crosby song.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Anyhow, I just thought that might be nice if we had one. Somebody should make one. Somebody make a song about San Diego that everybody can get. You know, that everybody would understand, you know, like, you know. I don't know.
And how do we get it out to the people?
Well, here's the thing. They can do a contest, and if somebody comes up with a song and they win, then we'll give them invisible tickets to the next invisible Super Bowl. And they can go to that. That's how we'll do it. But it's got to be like, you know, like 2-3 sentences, got to be a snappy jingle. You know, you can't be stealing somebody else's music. You know, it's got to be San Diego, you know, something like that. Where people are like that, but not like a car thing. I'm just saying, none of that stuff. All right, thanks. That'll give everybody a mission for about the next 50 years. Here we go. How often are we 100%? Here's our sound for it. What do we got?
Well, you know, you go out there and you give 110% and you want to play good and, you know, you hope you play good.
Oh, I forgot about that clip. That's a good one. All right, go out there again. How often are we 100%? Here is a wonderful passage, one of the most well-known, one of the favorite verses of the people of God, Proverbs chapter 3, 5, and 6. You haven't been a Christian for, if you've been a Christian for 6 months or more, you've heard this, either taught on or quoted to you. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says this, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight." Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Like, okay, got it. Favorite verse. You can break this down into four little sections. But what a lot of people concentrate on, which is totally okay, I do this too, just trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, because our understanding is horrible. What we know about what's really going on is so limited, it's scary-ish. If at one moment God peeled back the dimensional separation and you saw all the angels and demons on the earth, you'd probably just have a heart attack and keel right over. Because there's much more going on than we think. How do you know that's true? Well, you can pull that out of passages like Ephesians 3:10, but just look at the story of Job. Look at the story of Saul. Look at the story of David. How all of these things have one plot going through it, but a deeper plot underneath it. And that has always been the case in the kingdom of God. So why would that be so far out for you and I to understand that? That's why our own understanding, it's tough to do that. But that's not what I want to talk about. You're thinking, but you just did talk about it. Yeah, but I don't want, that's not what I want to talk about that. There's that other part that says, in all your ways acknowledge him, which simply means that everything you encounter, you bring the idea or the understanding that Jesus is in that. Yeah, acknowledge him in everything. Okay, Lord, here we go. Okay, this is what it is. Okay, here's this next day. Let's do this together. Okay, this situation's out of my hands. You know what? That is a fantastic teach. That's not what I want to talk about, but that is a fantastic teaching. The last part, he will make your path straight. How many of you out there just want the Lord to send you, you know, kind of like a Western Union or a telegram, and you open it up and the Lord says, go here and do this. You would be like, yay, right? Because that's what everybody wants. If you really want to serve God, you really want to do what he wants. Everybody wants one of those. You want one of those little, you know, you want the rainbow to point to a particular direction. If it has to do with career, you want the Lord to show you the career. You want to see that really up close. And I think that's kind of cool to want to serve God that way. Even that's fantastic, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about how often we are 100% in. And by that, I use this passage, trust in the Lord with all your heart. So let's do an acknowledgement in Christianity, a truth in our faith. I believe in my heart that I trust the Lord. What I don't see myself doing is trusting him with all of my heart. I believe there are moments and situations where I totally trust God and have a confidence in his faithfulness that I don't have to worry about it. The problem is, I don't do it all the time. I do it sometimes. The difficulty is I trust in the Lord and I use my heart. I don't think I use all of it. I fear from time to time I keep some of it back just in case. I don't know what, but just in case. So that's my challenge, my question. How often are we 100% in? And before you say, well, we can't be 100% trusting of the Lord, he wouldn't have told you to do it if you couldn't do it. In Jesus Christ, you can do everything. And that's just something that Satan would say to us so we wouldn't try and be committed 100%. That's the whole point. Instead, we need to ask the Lord to improve our percentage of our trust. Maybe you're trusting God at 50%, and by golly, that's good. But then can you just ask him to help you trust him at 60? Or maybe you're at 75, but could you just ask him to help you to get to 85? You don't stop until you're 100% in. So what percentage do you trust the Lord in everything you deal with, and when will you ask him to help you do better? Okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then you'll hear Marty, and then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.